The Imprisonment of Reality Winner, a Real American Hero, From National Security State to Police State, by Carrie Shakabuna Marshall. Her name is Reality Winner, a 26-year-old Georgia woman and a commended Air Force veteran with a top-secret security clearance that blew the whistle on a U.S. government cover-up of information that the Russians had compromised U.S. voting systems through a sophisticated computer hacking scheme. In April of 2017, the United States government attempted to deceive the American public by assuring people the Russians had not penetrated our electronic voting systems and the public's electronic voting in the presidential elections were secure. Then comes Reality Winner, blowing the whistle on the entire cover-up. Reality Winner, like Daniel Ellsberg and Mark Felt before her, was working for a government contractor and had reviewed evidence that the Russians had indeed been very successful in targeting American voting systems. VR Systems, a major electronic voting records vendor, had been hacked into, and Russians then used that information to target voting officials in battleground states with emails aimed at compromising their computer networks. So Reality Winner did what any real American hero would do. She blew the whistle on government officials' cover-up by sending her evidence to the news media. The leaked memo sent by Reality Winner appeared in The Intercept in June 2017. Winner's leak was actually a service to the American people, a duty even. Was Reality Winner given a medal by the White House for her courageous, heroic act? No, she wasn't. Instead of being awarded a medal by the White House, Reality Winner was awarded a federal criminal indictment under the Relic Old Espionage Act, a law intended for spies, not whistleblowers, by the Department of the Department of Justice. After seeing the government had stacked the deck in her federal prosecution, Reality Winner decided in June of 2018 to plead guilty to one count of felony transmission of national defense information in exchange for a 5 years and 3 months prison term plea agreement. Reality Winner is a clear example of how the United States national security state is devolving by degrees into a U.S. police state that brands whistleblowers, journalists, and social activists seeking justice as enemies of the state. If we love America like Reality Winner clearly loves America, let us give Reality Winner our full support by sending her money, emails and letters, cards and photos, books. Visit her in prison constantly and ask her what can we do to support her. Also, let us remove the un-American politicians and Department of Justice officials from public office that's responsible for lying to the people and prosecuting Reality Winner as a criminal. In this upcoming 2018 midterm elections and 2020 presidential elections. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shakabuna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.